Blog Talk Radio.
The best hip hop and R&B mixes.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
What's good? This is Chubby Canic, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists, 10 years strong.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You
All right.
are tuned to the K100 Radio.
Let's get to it.
Of an R&B.
You know what it is.
K100, you bad
one. Yes. Welcome, everybody. This is K100 Radio. I'm your host, Listen. Thanks for tuning into the show. Another round of our direct line interviews over here on K100 Radio. We'll chop it up with our special guest that's on the line. A lot of times we chop it up with our independent artists. So what are we going to do today? We're going to be playing some music by them. They got some visuals. Sometimes we run it on our Facebook live feed for my people over there watching it. We want to welcome everybody that's rocking with us right now on K100 Radio. If you're listening to us on our mobile app, thank you very much. Or if you listen to us on TuneIn Radio or iTunes, appreciate you. I really appreciate that. If you're watching us over here on our Facebook Live, or if you're checking us out over here on our Instagram Live, man, appreciate you guys for rocking with us, man, and checking out some of these independent artists that we're going to be talking to today. First up today, all right, we're rocking with the ladies. Ladies first. We're going to be rocking with Amira. I'm getting ready to bring her on the line right now. Ayo, Amira.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? Welcome to the show. What's
Thank
happening?
You. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, real quick, I'll pause my background music and just hold everything down for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and let you take the floor. Go ahead and introduce yourself to our listening audience, to our viewers, and everybody checking us out right here on K100 Radio. Tell them who we're rocking with.
All right. What's up, y'all? My name is Amira. I'm a pop R&B artist. You know, I'm from Maryland, Baltimore to be exact, you know. And
right.
I'm just trying to make my way out here in this music game. You know, I got a single that's out. I got an EP that's coming out tomorrow. My self-titled EP coming out tomorrow on November 21st. If y'all want to cop that, you can cop that. If you want to check out some of my music beforehand, you're more than welcome to do that too. Hit me up on social media. I got my links all up on there, at Amira's Music, AmirasMuzic. You can check out my single Mathematics. I got another single that I just released a couple of months ago, Too Late. I got a video out for Too Late that's coming soon. Mathematics video already out. So feel free to check me out, you know. And if you like what you hear, please, please download anything, stream anything. Like I said, I got that that EP coming out tomorrow, touring coming soon, merchandise coming soon. So I'm just trying to make my way out here, you know.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show.
Thank you,
background.
Thank
you. All right. So she ran it down. She was prepared for this shit. She came ready. Yeah, that whole thing, that whole spiel was lined up. It came out effortlessly. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit, I don't know if it was a little coaching. I don't know if it was natural, but what we do know, it sounded great. All right, so welcome to the show again, Amira, representing Baltimore. There's a lot of people that
Thank
we talk
you.
To on the radio, and you know, I like talking to women artists, and I like talking to pop artists. You know what I'm saying? R&B artists. It gives us a little bit of different, even though people know we do a lot of hip hop interviews and stuff, but. I do love to chop it up with my pop and R&B artists. So I want to talk about some of the challenges on two fronts. Because you got two, you know, some people may see it as a blessing, however you want to put it, a blessing, an advantage, or a challenge. I don't know which one you put it, being a female and also being in the genre that you're talking about, which is pop. What do you think about, you know, so how has it been a struggle as an independent artist in that particular lane, just being a female and also doing pop music? Give us a little bit on that.
Well, to start off, it's hard in general getting into the industry, but in pop, I feel like there's a lot. There's a lot of people who are trying to do what I'm doing. So it's definitely hard to, I guess, stand out from the crowd. And, you know, I let my music speak for me. You know what I mean? Like, I not to sound conceited or anything like that, but I feel like I have talent. I feel like I'm talented. I feel like I can write. You know, I can sing. I definitely have the attitude for it. So it's definitely hard in that aspect to stand out because there's so many people who want to do what I'm doing. There's so many people that want to sing, who want to be the next Ariana Grande or the next Beyonce or, you know what I mean? It's sort of kind of it's difficult to put yourself out there and to actually get people to invest in you and to want to spend their time listening to you and to, you know, support you, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely the main.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. Here's I don't know, maybe you can correct me. I don't know, but in my experiences, just being in this industry for a long time, the pop artists, the pop artists take way more money to invest in. You know what I'm saying? So it costs more money to produce. It costs more money to get the visuals. The image also has to be there. So the wardrobe, the makeup, everything that comes with managing or investing in or being a label that has a pop artist on their roster, everything, all the costs are just way more than what you have with hip-hop artists. You know what I'm saying? So and sometimes the outlets are there's not as many outlets. So I can understand that definitely. So I say that to say this. With some of the hurdles that you've done, some of the hurdles that you've mentioned already, people being in your lane, all these different things, some of the stuff that I've mentioned, what is it that you feel like will ultimately separate you from the pack? Because you're going to have that thing, that it. What is it? What is that it? What is it about you that you feel like is going to separate you from, again, a field that's also flooded and very difficult and costly to navigate as an independent artist? Go ahead.
I think it would be me, my personality. I feel like a lot of times it's more than your music, okay? So, and like you said, it's very costly. You know, you have to have your look. You have to have, you know, your attitude, your personality. You have to win people over with more than just your talent. So I feel like for me personally, it's the whole package. You know, when you look at me, when you see me, when you interact with me, like I'm the type of person that if you hit me up on social media, I'm going to hit you up. Like, we're going to talk. We're going to have a conversation. Like, I'm not one of those people who say, oh, yeah, send me a pic, and then people send you pics and you don't say anything. You don't really, you know, I want to see my fans support me, and I want to invest in their time just like I want to invest my time into them just like they invest their time into me. So I feel like that, I want to be genuine. That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry, that was like I went around a bend with that one. But I want to be genuine. I am genuine. I want my fans and my supporters to know that they can talk to me. Like, I'm not, you know, too big-headed to think that I'm better than anybody, that I'm on another lane. Like, we're all the same. It's just, I just chose a different profession. You know what I mean? And, you know, we can all relate. You know what I mean? I have songs out there that I'm hoping that my fans can relate to, that we can jam to together. Like, at my shows, I want y'all to jam with me. I want to get into the crowd. I want to sing with y'all. I want to see y'all dancing along. You know what I mean? I want us to create a bond. I don't want it to just be, I put out music, you buy music, cool. You know, I want us to create a bond. Like, hashtag Amira's Army. Like, we're family. Like, that's, when I say that at my Twitter page, I really mean we're a family. Like, I want to create that environment for us. And I think that's what helps me stand out as well, because I want to do more than just have it be one way. I want us to both, you know, to resonate with each other. You know what I mean? In terms of, like, Amira's Army and myself. So hopefully that answered your question. I went around a bend with that one.
I didn't want to interrupt you. I feel like, you know, you answered the question in apropos, and you went a little bit above and beyond. But here's what I did really like about what you're saying, because I'm going to tell you something about me, like Amira. Like, I personally don't fuck with celebrities on social media, to be honest with you, for many of the very reasons that you just said. Like, I don't follow a lot of blue checks because I feel like there's a disassociation with a lot of celebrities. And once you get to a certain level, now, of course, if you blow up and you do become as big as the next Ariana Grande, whoever else, we're just throwing out names. We're not trying to compare you. We're just throwing out names of popular people in the lane. You won't be able to interact with some people because some people are crazy as fuck. You know, some people are just crazy. You know, some people will stalk you, and we understand that. We get that. But the disassociation with that celebrities have with their fans when they get to a point where they feel like, oh, I don't have to respond back to that comment on my post. Even though we know if you a Chris Brown or something. You got 10,000 comments on the post. Hell no, you're not going to come back to all of them, but just when you never, ever interact. So I think that social media has exposed a lot of celebrities to be the true assholes that they really are, some of them. And some of them, some of them has shown you that they are humble. They are real people. And you can tell, you can kind of gauge it. So I think it's real important what you're saying. I think it's important that independent artists pay attention to how they move on social media, because I will straight up, I'm going to tell you something about, I mentioned something about celebrities, but let me tell you something about my independent artists. I don't rock with independent artists, and you're not even a star, and you have a whole bunch of followers, but I never see you commenting or interacting on any of your posts. All you do is post. I believe your followers are fake, and if they are really real, you don't give a damn about all these fans you got, because you don't follow any of them back. It's like, oh, like you just said, you want it one sided. You want me to care. You want them to care about your music. You want them to look at your videos and do all that. But maybe they post something really interesting about their life. Well, obviously, you don't give a shit because you've got 10,000 followers and you're following three people, right?
True.
I don't rock with an independent artist that way. And I don't even rock celebrities, I get it, but independent artists, I definitely don't take that from. But it's really interesting that you would say that. You know, it's a really great answer, and I love it. I think being humble will take you a long way in this game. I can tell you that.
Yeah, because definitely when you see these egotistical celebrities, it definitely can turn you off to a lot of them. And people, they lose fans that way. They lose supporters that way. If you make me feel like I'm not on your level, if you make me feel like I'm lower than you, then why would I want to spend my money on you? You know what I mean? Why would I want to go to your concerts? Or why would I want to, you know, watch your performances or even check up to see how you're doing? You know what I mean? Why would I care if you see me as beneath you? So that's how I feel about the celebrities that I follow. So I want to be that way as well. I want to create that bond. I want that to be how my supporters feel when they talk to me, when they at me, when they tweet me. You know what I mean? Like, let's become a family, like I said, you know?
I definitely understand that. All right. So listen, everybody, we're live right now. And this is K100 Radio.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. And we're rocking right now with Amira. She's on the line with us right now. This is a direct line interview on K100 Radio. This is what we chop it up with our independent artists, or, you know, it's not always artists. Sometimes we chop it up with different guests. But right now we're chopping up with a pop diva on the rise. Pop diva on the rise. Amira right now. Shout out to people that's watching us on our social media feeds. I really appreciate the people that come through and check out the social media feeds and listen to these interviews live with my independent artists to kind of get a glimpse, because it's so hard. It's really hard as an independent artist to just pull people in. So with that being said, I'm going to get ready to play some of the I'm going to play a little bit. You got a snippet of a video. We're going to play a little bit of that, but then we're going to play the whole song, because I thought you had the whole thing when I looked at my email. And then when I was gearing up to get ready for I was like, oh God, it's not the whole video. I was like, oh,
it's the promo, but the video is coming soon. So like I said, stand by, I got y'all. And before we go, I just want to say real quick, thank you to, you know, the people that are actually listening in and you know, watching this. Y'all probably don't know me. I hope at the end of this, y'all get to know me and want to, you know, talk to me and build a relationship with me too. And I just want to let y'all know I do appreciate y'all standing by and listening, because I know how some people don't really want to get to know nobody new. So I definitely appreciate the y'all time and the support. So thank you.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's been a lot of today, I guess, on my social media feed. I always try to take something current that happens to me, and I try to bring it on these interviews when I do these direct line interviews. And then there was something that happened today with the independent artist who's gotten himself into some real, real serious trouble with the law or whatever. And that's not something that you're normally going to hear, with a lot of females, even though some of these reality shows have. Reality show star / rapper artist people, they get into a lot. You got some females that's had a couple cat fights here lately, some big names, but whatever.
Yeah.
But basically, in general, the pitfalls, like the how do you navigate the negative stuff that comes with being an independent artist? Because even though it's like you have to walk a fine line, you're not a star, so you don't have all the amenities of being a star, but you're also making yourself a public figure, so you have to walk that walk at the same time, and then you have to live and make sure you have enough, you know, a way to maintain. How do you navigate some of the pitfalls, selecting your team? How did you select your team? How do you pick your surroundings and people that you vibe with in the studio creatively? Give me some of the ways to avoid some of the pitfalls. Getting with the wrong producer that's going to take all your publishing, all this shit that could go left. What you doing? You know what I'm saying? How do you avoid some of those pitfalls?
Yeah. Well, I guess picking the team, you know, I got a phenomenal manager, Bridget McKenzie, and then I also have a great record label, On Move Records, and, you know, they actually hook me up with a lot of, like, producers and stuff like that. So I have to trust my team, you know what I mean? And I feel like that could be another part of your question as well, in terms of how do I navigate, like, the crazy things that happen when you get exposed to certain things, and how do you stay out of trouble and all of that stuff. I just think it's the people that you surround yourself with. Like, in this industry, especially if you become really, really successful, you'll be surrounded by a bunch of yes men, a bunch of people that will give you what you want. You know, they'll never tell you no. They'll never try to keep you grounded. But I feel like as long as you have a team that you can trust, a team that will make sure that you stay humble and that you stay grounded, you'll be okay. I just don't think that being in this type of industry, you don't need somebody around you who's going to give you everything you want. That's when you fall. That's when you have, you know, you fall into these pitfalls, as you say, like these, you know, arrests and fights and drug problems and stuff like that. Not saying that you won't fall into them anyway, but I just think having a good team around you is what sort of kind of keeps you away from that stuff. You know what I mean? And then picking that team, like I said, for myself, I have to trust the people that I started with. Like, I started with Bridget McKenzie, my manager, and then, like I said, On the Move Records, and I trust them to know what's best for me. They know me as an artist and as a person, so they know who I vibe with. They know who I won't vibe with. They know, okay, like, if we put her in this situation, she'll be able to handle herself, or they can trust that if they put me in a situation that I possibly can't handle, then maybe I could, you know, finesse my way or something like that. Like, they surround yourself with people that know you, who want what's best for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you need a team. That's the short, condensed version.
Yeah.
You need a team. But everything, though, I wasn't trying to, you know, everything you said is fact. You know, everything you said is pertinent. You know what I'm saying? Everything you said is actually relevant to the question that was asked, actually. Because you can turn that question into, well, I decided to do this, and I decided to do that, and I'm the kind of person that, and I'm the kind of person that. But ultimately, nobody, and I absolutely mean, when I say nobody, I damn well mean nobody, has ever in life made it to stardom or even close to stardom by themselves. Absolutely.
No, not at all.
Nobody. Okay, so there's you never heard that. You've heard people fall out with the people you started in the beginning with, but you ain't never heard nobody say, I did it all by myself. Not even the biggest, most statistical bastard in the world says that. They know it's not true. It doesn't make any sense. It's just impossible. So, you know, so talking about your team in that moment says a lot about you as a person, all right? No, seriously. It matters, all right? We gotta definitely make sure we play the music. Now, I've got the full song to Tulane. I've also got this snippet, in case some people are watching over on the Facebook Live. If you guys are listening to us on Instagram, well, if you guys are listening to us over on the broadcast, you'll be able to hear everything if we play this snippet of the video, but you won't be able to see it. But if you want to catch snippets of it, of course, she's going to tell you when the video drops. And if you want to just catch this sneak peek real quick, you can go to her YouTube page or watch our Facebook Live feed, or maybe catch us on follow us on YouTube or whatever. But it'll be available. And then when it drops, of course, we want you to support the artist, subscribe to the channel, and then share that damn video. But what do you want to do, Amiri? You want to drop this snippet of this visual for the Facebook people, or what you want to do? I'll let you decide.
I feel like that visual will really get it going. So, yeah, let's see that visual. I want to get y'all hyped for this video that's coming up.
All right. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that at all. So listen, I'm gonna stop the background music. I'm gonna play. And my people out there, you're going to hear the song. You're going to hear a little snippet of the song. You're going to get a gist of it. Everybody that's watching over there on Facebook Live, you'll get a little quick one-minute sample of the visual. And then we're going to play that whole song. We're going to run that back. Let y'all listen to the whole song real quick. Check out a snippet of the upcoming video. It's too late. This is Amira. You guys, check this out real quick. All right, I want you guys to tell me, you know, what you think about this. You know, you think it's dope or whatever. If you're over there on the live feeds, even if you're watching after the fact, you can always comment and we'll always be able to see it, stuff like that. Or if you're watching this on our YouTube page, leave a comment, and then make sure you find her over there on YouTube and actually watch the video so you subscribe to the channel so you guys can actually go over there and support the video when it first comes out. Check this out real quick, though. This is a mirror. This is just a snippet of the Too Late video. The Facebook Live. You see how crisp that visual was real quick? Now we're going to go ahead and actually play the whole song so you can get a whole fizz. But she wanted you to see a little bit of snippet from our people over there watching on the Facebook Live. But we're going to get into this whole full jam. So, Amira, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce this song, Too Late. Tell us who produced it. You know what I'm saying? Give us the vibe, and then we'll go ahead and run the full song for everybody listening.
All right, so this song is called Too Late. It was produced by a guy named O'Shea Hunter. Me and him got in the studio, wrote this joint up. It's definitely a banger. It's one of my favorites. Like I said, it's one of the singles. It's available to stream and download if you like what you hear. And it'll also be a part of my EP that's coming out tomorrow. So let's check this joint out. Sit back, listen, and I hope y'all enjoy. Here's Too Late.
You know what it is, K100 Radio.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Time had run out.
tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, buddy, for tuning into the show. That was Amira right there. Name of that joint was Too Late. A lot of energy. Really love that record. Welcome to our direct line interview. We're getting ready to wrap this thing up. We got a couple of more minutes left. We want to make sure, Amira, first of all, that you can give out all of your social media information, your website, your YouTube page, everything. Please, by all means, make sure you tell everybody how they can connect with you on social media.
All right, y'all. So it's simple. All my social media, they're the same. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. It's all at Amira's Music. So it's AmirasMuzic. And then my artist website is www.AmirasMuzic.com. So AmirasMuzic.com.
Make sure you hit her up.
Please, please, y'all, hit me up. Join Amira's Army hashtag. You know, that's the family right there. We building, y'all. We're building and we bonding and we on our way up. So hashtag Amira's Army. We always accepting. We always willing and our arms are open. So come and join the family.
That's right. Make sure you hit us up. If you're on the phone lines, you want to holler at Amira, make sure you press the number one on the keypad. If not, we're just going to assume that we got some other artists. We got another interview coming up. We've got Shane Foster coming up. But if you're here, you want to holler at Amira or give us some shout-outs or anything like that, of course, then make sure you press the number one on your keypad, and we'll come to the phone lines before we get ready to roll out. Just make sure you hit that. If you're just over there listening, that's cool. But if you're actually here and you want to give Amira a shout-out or something, just press the number one on your keypad, and we'll come to your phone line before we get ready to wrap it up. But again, I want to say this was a great interview, and if you missed any part of it, you definitely can catch it out on the K100 Radio YouTube page. You can actually catch this on SoundCloud as well, on our SoundCloud page. It'll be over there shortly after we get done with the show. So for anybody that maybe didn't catch the whole entire interview, which was really great, got some real insight, some really great questions answered, you know, from Amira. She gave some really dope answers. Sounds like a real humble, hungry, grinding artist. Real quick, I didn't ask you, though. Tell me specifically about the grind in your hometown, about Baltimore, being an independent artist up there. What is it like grinding out an artist up there?
Well, I'm starting to get more into my, like, hometown music scene because here it's like we got house music in Baltimore, but then we got go-go in D.C., which is right next door. And I'm not in either one of them. So I sort of kind of, it was hard for me to get in there. But I actually went to the Madame earlier part of this year in Cannes, France. And I met a guy named Shea Welsh. And he's actually well-connected in the Baltimore music scene. And we had a show on Saturday. He invited me to play with him. And he's actually, you know, helping me, exposing me to more of the music side in Baltimore with pop. You know,
okay.
So I'm just starting to sort of kind of get my feet wet in that. So I'm hoping to, you know, get introduced to a lot more musicians and hopefully garner more support in my hometown, you know, my home state.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, you know, Baltimore, I've been up there twice. And first of all, let me just say, Baltimore reminds you of hip hop and rugged hip hop. Pop, it's not the vibe, at least with the part of Baltimore that I was. Not the vibe, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
No, it's definitely built for the streets, you know what I'm saying? But with that being said, man, I know I ask you that because, you know, with any independent artist in any region, we all have a lot of the similar struggles, you know, when it comes to it, being able to just make that perfect balance of trying to pursue your career and also trying to survive out here in the world because, you know, again, the advantage that the superstars have is they're already getting paid to do it every day. And we got to wake up every day, do it, and find a way to make ends meet in the meantime until we generate enough income to be able to walk away from whatever it was we was doing before we became full-time artists. So that's very hard, very challenging, you know? All right?
Yeah, I feel you, dude, 100%. This independent thing is crazy, for real. Like, everything is coming from me and my team. Like, it's not, you know, we don't have a big machine behind us, so we're our big machine, so... It's definitely, it has its challenges. At the end of the day, it's what I chose to do, and I love what I do. So I'm going to keep pushing, and with my team behind me, we're going to get there. You know, hashtag Amira's Army, I got y'all too. Support forever. So, and also on that, thank you so much for having this interview with me. And then thank you so much for playing Too Late and, you know, putting it out to your audience. Definitely appreciate K100 for that. Like I said, you know, being independent, it ain't easy.
It ain't
easy out here. So, Having as much support as possible is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to wrap this one up. Make sure you follow her on social media. All right. Go find her. And don't tell me you can't remember it. Just go to our page. If you already rocking with us and you listen to this, it's not hard for you to find it. All right. Amira's Music. Hashtag Amira's Army. Make sure you go rock with her. And then if you like that song and that video, the main thing is to share. The main thing is to follow. Sometimes you only have to break bread with an artist sometimes to really show some support. A lot of support is free for these indies. So a share, a like, a follow, a comment goes a long way for those independent artists.
Definitely.
All right, Amira, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to let you go. All right. Catch you on the next round. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100 Radio again. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. We're getting ready to bring on our next guest. Hold on real quick. Let's pull them up over here on the line. Let me see if they're over here. Hey, yo. Let me see. I got to check my line and see if one of these is the homie Shane Foster. Yo, Shane Foster, this you? Maybe not. Yo, Shane Foster, 202.
Yes.
Yes, you, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. Stand by. We're going to have a quick commercial break, and we're coming right back to you. You ready to get it in?
I'm ready, man.
All right,
Dan.
For sure. All right. All right, so. K100 Radio again. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. We really appreciate you guys rocking with it. We're going to play one or two of these, one or two songs, not songs, but one or two commercials, just to let you know some of the people that we're rocking with. And then we're coming right back for this next interview. Now, next artist on the line is going to be the homie. This is going to be Shane Foster. All right. And he's got a full video. We're going to check it out called Get That. We're definitely going to rock with that and see what's good with it. You know what I'm saying? So you guys just be patient. I will be right back. All right. For this little quick break. We'll come right back and we'll set this video off. All right. This is K100 Radio. You dig?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B. You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
What's good? This is Kelvin Cannon, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists, 10 years strong.
DFD Music's Elite Duo, which includes one of the industry's best producers, Davis Chris, and entertainment executive turned entertainer Shane Foster, have yet another single heating up the charts this fall. Get That. Follow the real Shane Foster and Mr. Davis Chris on all social media platforms. Also, be sure to download or stream the single, available on all digital platforms.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Right.
K100, you bad one.
Welcome, everybody. K100 Radio. I'm your host, Luther. Thanks for tuning into the show. We're live. Second one of the day. This is a live direct line interview on K100 Radio. We're getting ready to chop it up with the homie Shane Foster right here. And he's already loaded up, locked, and ready to go on our phone lines, man. Yo, Shane Foster, what's good, fam?
Hey, what's going on, sir? How you doing today, man?
I'm great, man. Welcome to the broadcast, man. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for rocking with us, man. We appreciate you for rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. I know you guys heard that version that we already been running for these guys over here, but we're going to get a little bit more in-depth with this. With that being said, I'm going to yield the floor to the homie Shane Foster, man. Go ahead, please. By all means, introduce yourself to our listening audience over here on K100 Radio. Everybody that's watching us, that's checking us out on Instagram Live, or the people that's watching over here on the Facebook Live feed. I see the homie Peter Politician checking in. Shout out to the homie. All right, but man, real quick, go ahead and introduce yourself to people that's listening to K100 Radio, maybe on TuneIn Radio, iTunes, whatever. You got the floor, man. Tell them who we rocking with.
Hi. Hey, what's up, man? This is Shane Foster, man. I'm coming out repping Fayetteville, North Carolina. Home of J. Cole. You know, born and raised in D.C. By way of L.A. I moved out to L.A. I formed up with Davis Chris, one of the best producers out there, slept on in the game. We teamed up. We formed our own little production and publishing company, DFD Music. And we also come from a military background, so we went straight from the military straight into the entertainment side. I worked for Live Nation. I worked for EP Entertainment / Def Jam with Alessia Curry, the Grammy winner for this year. So, and just out here getting it, I'm pretty much filling the gap. We're just filling the void between independent artists and next level because we understand the business. You know, we teamed up together, and we just keep putting out hits. That's what we're all about right now.
Now, you said something that's this whole, I guess right now, you know, it's kind of like it's going different and backwards. Oftentimes, you see independent artists, and then they kind of go back after they, you know, they maybe start out as an artist and they fall back into the business side of the game. But to me, if I'm listening to everything you're saying and reading the bio, you kind of did it in reverse.
Yeah, just going backwards, yeah. Right. Kind of in person, just to understand the business and everything, you know, like really understand it. So now I know the business is always going to be in me, you know, I'm never going to lose the business side, but yet focus on being an artist. Kind of like DJ Khaled putting together dope records and just keep putting them out.
Right. So let me ask you this, with you doing it in reverse, coming from the business side and going into the artist side, what was the biggest hurdle doing that? Like, let me ask you this. Specifically, did you have any hurdles with people kind of taking you seriously as an artist? Because they're like, man, you an artist now? Like, I may have known you from working at Live Nation or something like that. Like, how you jumping on the mic?
Yeah,
how you doing?
It's still a struggle, you know. Like, everybody's like, dang, you're a suit. You know, I'd be in the studio, like, I'm Pro Tools certified. Like, I'm no slouch in this. Like, I know how to work the boards. I know how to do everything musically. I'm musically inclined. I play the drums. I understand music theory. So the music is already in me. I come from a musical background, you know. So that transformation is a lot of people like, but you're a suit. And it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. But once they hear something, they're like, oh, you did that? Oh, you worked on that? How you know so-and-so? You know, when they hear the features and stuff, and they're like, oh, man, that's a dope record. You teamed that up pretty good. You know, that was a good, you know, a good way to put that record together. And I'm like, yeah. And it's not just me. Like, it's my team and my partners, too. We all teamed up, you know, and we make it happen.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Of course, we hear all the time, you know, a lot of producers and now DJs. Now it's so many DJs that are turning that are trying to pull a Khaled on us now. You know, Khaled kind of kicked the door, and he wasn't the first to do that. We want to be clear. We know that, but he kind of made it really mainstream here lately for this new generation. So a lot of DJs are now, you know, being artists, even though that's been happening before him. So it's like now it's like kind of wild. I think it's more accepted now then maybe if you would have done this, you know, at the onset of the genre, you know, with hip-hop and everything, it was more looked upon, frowned upon, I guess. But now I guess it's totally cool. So I guess I can imagine you've avoided plenty of pitfalls, being as though you know the actual business side of it. You know what I'm saying? So give me an example of...
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah, give me an example of when you knowing the business and you went that route first really, really, really came as a super advantage to you. You know what I'm saying? Give me an example.
The biggest example that a lot of independent artists fail to realize is that there are costs associated with every service, you know, in this game, in the whole music industry. There's a cost for everything. And then also accepting that there are no shortcuts, you know, to this fame and fortune. Like, you have to get the work in. You have to put the work in regardless.
Yeah, pretty much. That's true. I guess, working, you said you're an engineer, and I didn't know that until you just said it. I just knew you were on the other side of the game, but I didn't know you were an engineer. So to me, that's a really important question because I'm an engineer myself. I'm also Pro Tools certified, so I came into the game. You know, I came the other route. You know, I came into as an artist producer. And then kind of slid over to media, you know what I'm saying? Even though I still work with a lot of artists, you know, I still mix records and I still collaborate as a producer with a lot of people. And every blue moon I get on the mic, but I understand totally what it's like to kind of switch. You know what I'm saying? Like I do it myself. So I'm talking to somebody, even though we did it opposite directions, I totally understand what it's like to kind of switch hats. You know what I mean, and jump on both sides of the coin with you know what I'm saying. And it's just an interesting conversation. Let me ask you this: when you're working with other artists, how is it hard for you to impulsively, like, not real quick throw on the executive hat when you're working with them and just remember, hey, we're in here kicking it as artists, like we're in here collaborating, and then you know you they may do something and you may be like. You may resist the urge of breaking the vibe. Resist the urge of kind of breaking the vibe in the studio where you don't want to get too business because y'all in there creating. How do you kind of – have you ever had a chance where you had to stop yourself and be like, you know what? Let that slide.
It's a constant adjustment. I always like to pause sometimes and be like, okay, you know, we all in here just – we just trying to be collective. Or even just when conversating, you know, just sometimes stuff goes over an artist's head. They'd be like, what? Huh? And you don't want to lose them. Then they kind of like – Who is this guy? Like, they, you know, I don't want that perception on me. I just be trying to just keep the vibe going. You know, we ain't here to make good music. Let's keep making it. But also, I can also just give friendly advice, you know, like just from experience, personal experiences in the industry that I experienced so far. And, they, and you know, a lot of times people respect that. They're like, all right, cool. Because they tried it their way. So now, why not try it a different way? You know, their way didn't work. So let's try it a different way from a different perspective.
All right. True that. So let's talk about your region. Let's talk about North Cat. And let me just be the first to say, I'll tell you this, Shane. You guys used to be able to, just a couple of years ago, you guys up in Carolina used to be able to claim people are sleeping on y'all. I don't think y'all got the right to claim that no more. I don't. I feel like you guys got a couple of artists that's coming out of the CAC right now that's giving you guys some recognition, and you guys. I don't think you guys can cry foul like Alabama and South Carolina still can. I think you guys have got a little bit of weight right now, South Carolina. What you think about that?
Yeah, we got a little weight. We got DaBaby. That's one probably one of the biggest artists out here. Shout out to DaBaby out here in North Carolina. You know, Charlotte, I watched his grind coming up, you know, when I was on the executive side. I was just like, yeah, he got it. And he definitely got it now. And, you know, he just need to keep pushing it out. And there's a lot of artists slept on. There's still a lot of artists still slept on in North Carolina. But what I feel like in North Carolina, a lot of people just need to realize we need to team up together. There's no rules saying we all can't be at the top. You know, everybody's constantly not supporting each other or, you know, doing little shaky stuff and going to the left and going around people instead of just trying to work together. Me personally, I try to work with anybody, especially if they're from North Carolina. I'm more willing to, and subjected to work with them than anybody else in this industry. So that's just where, you know, I stand at with that.
Yeah. So – What's the most ridiculous thing that you've seen so far, as somebody that knows the back end of the business, working with some other independent artists? Tell me the most ridiculous shit that you've seen, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a business decision. Just all around, just like, bruh, like what are you doing? What the fuck?
when they putting out like 1,000 mixtapes and they trying to sell 1,000 mixtapes and none of them registered, none of them encoded. Then I'm having UPC, like you hustling backwards. You know, that's like the biggest craziness I've seen out here in the game is artists just now. You know, I try to get them like, hey man, you got to register, you got to encode it. People are like, what? Huh? You know, it's like foreign language, but that's on an artist to research. Because the same way I used to have to research, you know, from the executives, I had to research, I had to learn, you know, on the go too, and I had to learn. I mean, my education background comes from music business, but I still had to learn and apply as I was doing it.
Yeah, I mean listen. You are preaching to the literal choir on that note. The amount of goddamn music we get from artists that ain't encoded, that they'll sit here and do our review show and get and make it and still won't encode a song. Like, Anyway, you preached to the choir on this. I thought you were going to give me some crazy stuff, like, you know, sitting in the studio with this guy, and I tried to hand him a split sheet, and he's like, "Nah, you're trying to steal my publishing or something like that." Now he wants to fight.
I mean, that
you.
Happens. Yeah, that happens too. Yeah, that happens more than often. That happens on the industry. That's on the next level side. I would say the professional side and on the indie side, on both sides, they still don't get it. Like, what? Because they got other people stuff. So when you hit them with, "Hey, send me the acapella," like, "You trying to steal my vocal?" Like, no, I'm trying to mix it better. You know, like, they just take it the wrong way, and it creates a lot of, you know, drama and stuff.
Because I can just totally see, but and I take that back. I'm not even acting like I could just totally envision it. Like, I've literally been through crazy scenarios, you know what I'm saying? Like that, being somebody who's very familiar with the industry, even though I started as an artist, had to familiarize myself with the industry, you know what I'm saying, to a point now where I'm looking at somebody to go for advice, and which is, you know, cool. I know I don't know everything, but I know more than the average person that's just jumping in, especially somebody who's really new to the game, even though I know I don't know as much as anybody, but I've been around it long enough to give some really sound, straight up solid advice. And so I understand, you know, where you're coming from. And for me, it's just like, I've seen some of the most craziest stuff. I just had to ask you that question because I'm like, I know this dude has probably seen some crazy.
A lot of it, man. War stories.
I love trading war stories in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially live on the air, because sometimes people don't be believing. People think we be making shit up, fam. Like,
making shit up. I know, man.
It really happened. That shit really
is not real. It's real. It really. Just me, yeah. Yeah, you're right about that, man. For sure. They don't believe you. They don't believe it. They think you just trying to one up them and be better than them when you're really trying to. I really personally, you know, from my military background, I'm just here to help. I try to help people before I condemn them and just be like, all right. But when they get, it's when they don't listen. So you don't listen, that's like a pet peeve for me. You don't want to listen, because I'm going to listen. I'm going to pay attention. You should give me the same respect and listen and pay attention too. At least try to take some kind of advice, because I don't even speak unless it's, you know, like I feel like I can help.
Right.
Because
I
don't say nothing negative, I'll give them something positive, you know, around it.
Right, exactly. And before we get ready to jump into this song, we get ready to jump into the video, forget that and all that. So if you guys over here watching over here on the Facebook live stream, or if you're listening over here on Instagram live, or listening to us on our broadcast on TuneIn Radio, iTunes Radio, or our mobile app, or at K100Radio.com, again, we appreciate that. And I almost forgot about this, because I was like, got to ask him about that. And it was about to escape me until you just brought it back up, the fact that you're a vet, that you actually came from the military. And again, yet another thing that we've got in common, because I did too. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do a whole.
We got to connect after this. We got to chop it up.
Yeah, I'm a vet myself. So, you know, I did a couple of years in the Navy. And I wasn't necessarily cut out. Yeah, you know, but I came from a city where there wasn't a lot of opportunities, and I had to get out of Dodge before I end up looking like 6'9". Right about now.
Exactly, man.
I had to escape Alcatraz. You know what I'm saying? So I went in, and it was a good decision for me at that time. But let's talk about that. Like, let's talk about some of the things. Here's something I got to ask you. Because the military, here's my thing. This is what I don't understand, fam. And maybe you can help me out with this. And maybe we can work together. I don't know. But let me ask you this question. Why don't we see artists, especially independent artists, target specifically members of the military? When we know they have nothing but time a lot of times when they're deployed. People don't realize how much music really helps people in the military.
And influence. Exactly.
They be the biggest fans because they ain't got shit to do. So music is the only fucking escape that they have. And, you know, when they're over there in the desert or on a ship or over there and they ain't got nothing to do, they got the internet now, but still, music still throw those headphones on. They get in their vibe before they go on a mission. When they come back,
especially in a little workout.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've never understood why people don't specifically target them. Not necessarily make a song about it per se, but just find out how to get on a USO tour or something, anything. Like, I just don't get it. What do you think about that? To me, it's crazy because it's a whole revenue.
Me personally, that's, you're giving out my secret. You know, that's where I target, and I'm really out there reaching. most of the big base, a lot of my friends are still in the military, and I always shoot them, you know, exclusive content or try to work out something they want to do. Like, you know, a lot of military try to come into the entertainment because we have the hustle. We already got the discipline. We already got the determination. We already got everything that, you know, the 3Ds, you know, to survive in this game. And a lot of times that's what influenced me was the music. I was like, man, I want to get into the music because a lot of times, like you said, when you're overseas, you stuck. When you leave, you stuck from the day you leave.
Right.
While you overseas or wherever you at until you get back. And you like, all this new music and all this, he's like, you're forgotten about. So me, I just try to switch it up a little bit and definitely get the music among the masses, especially military. And a lot of people that support me are military. Got some of the big pages like Military Fitness, Army Fresh. A lot of shout out to them. They always support and show love. And the Marine rapper, he's one of the big influences over there for the military and stuff. So, yeah, definitely target that. I don't know why. We all need to come together as independent artists and just start targeting that whole different demographic we've forgotten about.
Yeah, it's so much. I ain't going to lie. I never did it myself. I always felt like I'm just going to do me, and if they can latch on, they latch on. But right now where I'm at in life, it's all about chess with me right now. For real, at this particular point in junction, everything is chess for me. And even as a broadcast, there's different things I've thought about. So we'll talk about that sidebar whenever we wrap this up, man. But
Yeah, definitely.
But I want to go ahead and jump into the music. So let's go ahead and get into this video. You dig?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100 Radio again. I'm your host, Lucas. Thanks for tuning into the show. This is a direct line interview. This is where we chop it up one-on-one with our special guests. All right? Welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to my people that's watching over here on my social media feed over here on the Instagram live camera over here, especially my people that's been rocking out with us over here on Facebook Live. And, of course, everybody that's listening over here on our broadcast, TuneIn Radio, iTunes Radio, our mobile app, or K100Radio.com. We appreciate you guys for rocking with us right now with this direct line interview with Shane Foster. Now, the homie's got a video, and first of all, didn't even know until I started, you know, until you sent me all the information and everything. It was an animated video because I was wondering what the video was gonna look like. Holy shit! What made you do that? Which is cool, but what made you do that? And how, you know, how'd that work out?
It was pretty much it's pretty much as being a unicorn, something different. Everybody always sees twerk videos, ass shaking, and all that in the strip club, and I just like, let's do something. You know, I'm a goofy person, you know, personally. So I like, let me do something goofy. So I pretty much linked it with an animator. I wrote it. I script wrote the whole video. So it's pretty, you know, it's like a little story in it. You catch it. And I end up getting the video landed on MTV. So it's going to air November 27th on MTV. So I shouted out to Viacom. They liked it, you know, they liked it, and they're going to air it. So, you know, sometimes the wrong way can be the right way. You know, I just took a shot. Yeah, I took a chance. I was just being goofy. Like, let me just do something. And then, like, hold on, this could be the video. Like, I kind of liked it. And then people were liking it. You know, I showed it to a couple of people around me. I don't have a whole lot of yes. You know, we're all vets, so ain't no yes sirs around me. Everybody going to give you their hard, cold-hearted opinion. Like, nah, that shit whack. Like, don't do that. Right. You know, we all listen to each other. So that's how we work good as a team. You know, as a unit, we move as a unit and everything. And a lot of other independent artists I work with, too. Shout out to Chameleon. I see y'all. I know y'all play a lot of her stuff. That's like, you know, we kind of just connected and everything. And Droom and Bazelle and Wire and Migos artists. This a lot of it, man. This B Bazelle. It's a gang load of independent out there that, you know, that I've already connected with for future projects.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and check this joint out. This is the video for Get That. This is K100 Radio. Like I said, I was like, oh, it's a fully animated video. I didn't even know what to expect when I first heard the song. And then you sent me the link to the video. I'm like, oh, it's a video. Like, it's an animated video. So I was like, all right, let's check it out. Now, you won't be able to see this if you're over here, of course, on our Instagram live feed. And everybody's listening on our broadcast and iTunes. You guys will be able to hear the song. You won't be able to watch the video. But, of course, we definitely want to make sure after we play it that you find out where you can find it at. And make sure you subscribe to the channel and all that. Of course, you can always, you know, the replay on our YouTube page, you know, subscribe to our channel, of course, and on the Facebook live feed, everything. So we'll definitely make sure you can find the actual full video over on YouTube and all that stuff. So we're going to get ready to run it. All right, this is Get That. All right, this is Shane Foster. You guys check this out. Let me know, man, what you think about this animated video right here, man. Let's know what you think about this joint, man. It's crazy, though, for real, for real.
Let me talk to you.
A bitch will suck you dry like Dracula, flip you like a spatula. Soon as you get broke, she add another with them statulas. Living so spectacular, addicted like Dracula. Fans watching in the club, thought I was back with that sacula. No, I'm just rapping, bruh, getting paid off of plays. Always with that drip dip, you see me come stacking lays. Got my name on her back, so I had to burn a cap and put that sh- on the snap, on the snap, on the snap. Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love? You want some love?
Ooh, ooh.
Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love? You want some love?
Ooh.
Six dicks in the morning at my show. Bang, banging like the police had to throw on my roll. Go, go, go. He make these go crazy as fuck. Had to block that nigga number. He kept blowing me up. Boy, I'm a bag flipper cash. Get to make my air quicker. Through the dash and the ash. In love with dope sellers. And cash in. Keep me nice, get the back in. You ain't flagging. Don't show me where the bag's in.
Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love? You want some love?
Ooh, ooh.
Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love? You want some love?
Ooh, ooh.
Them nipples are pierced. That booty look pierced. She say, hit me, baby, one more time. Kinda like Britney Spears. Hit the ATM. I look at the stash. My chicken is saving, looks so damn amazing. I pull out the cash. Blow a band on a bitch named Britney. Got a wet white bitch named Whitney. Then Tiffany walked up, I say, no tip, you not pretty. Damn, little baby, you saucy. Damn, little baby, you flossy. And you got a big old booty. I see why you so flossy. Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love? You want some love?
Ooh, ooh.
Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love?
Aye.
You want some love?
Ooh.
I'ma hit it from the back and smoking on the second. I pull it in, I pull it out, and pull it back and that it got that pacifier, sucking like a sucker. My Tyson, I beat it up. My Tyson, I bite it, bruh. I'm comparing that back. Yeah, see, it's a tiger, bruh. Only spend one night with her. These niggas be wiping her. DM in the stalking her. She blowing my cellular. Moji's on the regular. Tyler got that neck from her. Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love? You want some love?
Ooh, ooh.
Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love? You want some love?
Ooh.
Give me some tea. Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love? You want some love?
Ooh, ooh.
Let me get that, let me get that.
You want some love? You want some love?
Ooh, ooh.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bastard!
Hey, Blizzard, thanks for tuning into the show. We are live right now. This is a direct line interview. We're rocking with the homie Shane. So we just watched this video right now over there on the on the Facebook live feed. So if you was over there on our Facebook live feed, you was able to see the video, the animated video for that song. Get that. And we're rocking with the homie Shane Foster right here, representing North Cax. We still got him on the line over here, man. We got one more song that we're going to play to him too, man. So, yeah, how long did it take that animator to get that video back to you? Like, how long did it take you guys to kind of construct that
fast
and finish the video?
Fast. Maybe about 3 or 4 days because I was in this shit. But, you know, that's just me. I like to make it happen, you know, like to execute right off the bat. So we were just going back and forth, you know, exchanging ideas on – we were trying to speed it up a little bit, but, you know, with the kind of animation it was, it just had to, like, play itself out.
All right, but you said you did write. You wrote this, so you wrote the script first. Talk to the animator.
Yeah, I wrote a script for it. Yeah,
but
then we made it happen. I can actually draw too. So yeah, I got the same programs that they use.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you put the scene. They put the scenes to it, and boom, it's just. I thought it would take way more than 3 fucking days, though. Damn, I thought it would take way more. Yeah,
it
I was
worked,
like,
man, you know that military, like, you know that military.
I'm like, it took fucking 2 days to make that, like. Maybe I need to upgrade my software game because y'all got it's doing a lot of automated stuff for y'all, man. If y'all did that in 3 days. I'm behind the
times.
You know
that military work ethic, man. We go at it. We set out to do something. We just do it until it's complete, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, hold on. I gotta turn my my bad. I had the mic back off on the Facebook live feed right there. My bad. My apologies to everybody. That I had the mic off on the Facebook live feed. I didn't turn it back on. But basically, we were just asking Shane Foster about it. I asked him how long did it take him to do that, and he said 3 days, and I was kind of like, holy shit, 3 days? You know what I'm saying? Everybody could hear me on the other feed, but the Facebook Live mic was off. But yeah, no, basically I just asked him real quick, how long did it take him to do that? And he said 3 days, and I was kind of sitting back trying to contemplate in my head what software they got, and I'm probably going to ask him about that after we get off the phone. You know what I'm saying? Ask him what he got going on. Talk to the animator. You feel me? But we do got one more song by the homie, and we want to make sure we play it because he sent us two records. All right? So before we go, we want to play this other song that you got. You got a song named In Person? Tell me about this one, and we're going to get ready to play
it. Just dropped. Yeah, In Person just dropped today, man. It's off my boy Will. He right there in Atlanta, W!LL. Shout out to him. Same thing, we all teamed up on this, and I got Club Godzilla on it, B King, a lot of people know as Club Godzilla, and then I got Chameleon back on this record too. So it's definitely a dance song, club anthem coming up, and you know, it's good. I'll just let y'all be the judge of it. Let me know what y'all think about it.
All right, let's check this one out, man. We're going to play this last one by Shane Foster, and then we're going to wrap this up. Again, my apologies to people over there on the Facebook Live feed. I had the mic off for like a full minute because we had a whole conversation about how long it took for about a full 60 seconds before I realized that mic was off. Thank you, JC Rock, for telling me that mic was off because I didn't even notice it. Normally, I have a little meter popping up, but I had another screen up. So I didn't even realize y'all couldn't hear me for about 60 seconds over there. My bad. But y'all good. Y'all didn't go nowhere, so we good. They probably thought that was, if I wouldn't have said that, Shane, they probably wouldn't even know. They probably was like, dang, what happened to my life? You would have just shut the app and opened it. Anyway, I'm getting ready to play this next joint. This is called In Person. All right, this is the second song we got by the homie Shane Foster. Let's check this joint out right here.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
When you drunk, girl, I like the way you work it. Make that ass do flips like a circus. I see you on IG twerking. And that booty a little bigger in person. That booty looks bigger in person. That booty looks bigger in person.
Head down, yeah, I like the way she worked it. Yeah, she throw it back like it's a birthday. Ooh, how she get up in them jeans in the first place? Oh, yeah, Club Godzilla, ain't nobody triller. Pull up in the Bentley with some bad bitches in it. Ay, I'm in Club Honey, yeah. I need change for honey. Yeah. Poppy put his money, take it down my gang.
When you drunk, girl, I like the way you work it. Make that ass do flips like a circus. I see you on IG twerking. And that booty look bigger in person. That booty look bigger in person. That booty looks bigger in person. Bounce, 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 baby, work it. Booty looks bigger in person. Work it out for you, baby, I might. Fashion over jeans, looking right. 80 a.m. and up, sit another flight. So as you try to get this deed tonight. Go ahead, girl. Fuck it up, baby, this is your world. I'm guaranteed to make your toes shine. Don't be scared to bring your home, girl. When you drunk, girl, I like the way you work it. Make that ass do flips like a circus. I see you on IG twerking. And that booty look bigger in person. That booty look bigger in person.
Only nothing, coochie gon' rip right tag. Up, boy, run a bag. On these niggas like some grass. I should make you wet a mask. Role play when you eat my ass. Role play when you eat my ass. Got the pussy, now he don't know how to act. Take your nigga, ran up with him like a fat ass. Make him go up in the stash. All that real splash, splash. Come and see my stash. Oh, you gon' get embarrassed.
So as you try to get this deed tonight.
When you drunk, girl, I like the way you work.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
K100, you bad bitch.
Yo, but I fuck with that one, though. Get that in school, Shane. That one, I think that one's the one. You definitely got
that
now, this
go.
One.
Yeah.
You got to shoot a video for this one, though. You can't do no anime.
Oh, yeah, we shoot a video for this. We working that out right now. You know, It's a lot of features. That's the only thing about, you know, putting all these features together is getting everybody on the same sheet of music, like put the visual and everything together.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's
yeah.
schedules and stuff different and conflict. Yeah.
Yeah, that one right there, though, I think that one will work well in the club, well in the strip club. Military men love to go to the strip clubs when they go on leave and shore duty and all this other. Yeah, I think you can win with that one, fam. Get That Is Cool. I like it. I like Get That, but that one to me is a much better, well put together record. And that one
is only getting better.
Yeah, that one right there is pretty. That's pretty dope, man. Shout out to the artists that you work with and the features and everything. That one came together real good, man. I can see that in strip club easy. Easy, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
All right. Now, before we sign off, man, make sure you give everybody the website. Make sure you give everybody your social media information, everything, man, so they can connect with you, man, if they want to check that video out. When does that video come out? Sometime this
It drops November 27 this week. It's going to air on MTV and also on my Vevo channel. Everything, it all rock out at the same time, around the same time frame.
All right. So give out all your contact information, fam.
All my content, you can follow me on all the social media, same, The Real Shane Foster. That's The Real Shane Foster, just like it sounds, across all social media platforms. The website is www.dfdmusic.com.
All right, make sure you do that, man. Appreciate you for rocking with us.
Hey, all right, man. Appreciate y'all, man, for real.
Like the real thing I want to make sure everybody understands is make sure you support these independent artists, man. Like, for real, like if you hear that song and you really like it, you know what I'm saying? If you see that video, if you rock with it, man, my main thing I want you guys to understand is it's very important that you guys share this content, man, and just show these artists some love, because like I said, that's all that keep a lot of independent artists going, is that random support, man. Sometimes they be wanting to quit, they want to give up, and then some complete stranger, somebody they really don't even know, not like nobody that's in their circle, says, "Nah, I rock with that." And sometimes that's all the motivation an independent artist need, man. So you guys make sure you show some love and support.
Definitely.
Absolutely, man. All right, man. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming through. All right.
No, I appreciate you, man. For real, man. We're gonna chop it up for sure. Stay in contact,
absolutely,
man. So
for sure. All right. And that's gonna be that.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Now again, all right. I want to thank everybody for rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're watching this right now on YouTube after the fact or wherever you're watching that, make sure you go over there and find that K100 Radio YouTube page and that YouTube channel, man. Please subscribe to the channel, man. We need to get our YouTube game up, because we don't know how long Facebook gonna let us ride out over here. They're getting tighter. They're getting stricter on the music and everything, man. So, you know, people that's rocking with us on our Facebook Live right now, we appreciate you guys, but we definitely want to make sure you go over and rock with us on this YouTube. So if you're watching this on the YouTube replay, or if you're on our website, wherever you accessing this content, all right, you find that K100 Radio YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button. You dig? And also visit our website, K100Radio.com, if you want more information. That is www.K100Radio.com. Follow us on all social media at K100_radio. We really appreciate you guys for rocking with us over here. Thanks. You guys have a happy holiday. I'm debating right now whether or not I'm going to do Illa Kill. I said I was going to do Illa Kill tomorrow, but a lot of people are going to be traveling, going out of town. I got shit to do. Down there, I don't really get paid for Illa Kill. I got family coming to town. Probably going to be a no. You know what I'm saying? But if I don't do Illa Kill this week, definitely we'll be back next week for Illa Kill. All right. So, you know, listen, I appreciate you guys for rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. It's been a lot of people supporting us. And, you know, I relocated recently, and a lot of people was just like, you know, came right back to the fray once we got everything loaded back up over here on the broadcast. All right. So I appreciate everybody for rocking with us over here on K100 Radio. All right. Thank you guys for rocking with us. I really appreciate it. We're getting ready to roll out. Of course, you know, the music is still going to be pumping 24/7. If you rock with us, make sure you check out our shows tomorrow. We got, let me see, it's Wednesday. So we got Big Hef, the Big Hef show. We've got DJ Excellent. We got DJ L Boogie. You may see us doing Illa Kill. I'm not quite sure. But if I don't see you guys or speak to you guys before then, you guys have a happy holiday, Thanksgiving holiday. I know some of y'all woke folk, y'all ain't doing Thanksgiving Thursday. And I understand that. But I'm eating a nice big plate on Thursday. All right, facts. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one. You bad
one. We out of this thing, man. Appreciate you guys for rocking with us. All right. Signing off to everybody over there on the broadcast. All right. We'll catch you guys later. Again, if you missed any parts of that interview, make sure you pull up and go over there and check it out on SoundCloud. Bye.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Thank you.